The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for March is a giant poster of Luther's Small Catechism. It's perfect for display in your home, Christian day school, or Sunday school. You can browse before you buy at issuesetc.org, or you can purchase the Small Catechism giant poster by calling Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for March, the Small Catechism giant poster.
I don't think you can say people need to get married at a younger age today. I think it's much more complicated than that.
There's this thinking of you've got to have these things all lined up financially before you can get married, and then the next step before you can have children and before you can do this. But financial stability is not the main issue of life.
It's the voices of Cindy Novenska and Alan Bloom, two different opinions on the age of marriage. Of course, the Southern Baptists, some of their leaders are encouraging the millennial generation, the young generation today of young adults, to marry early. Why wait? And part of the logic is the logic we heard there from Alan Bloom, which is, you know, there are more important things in life than having all your financial ducks in a row. That can actually happen within marriage. You don't have to wait for that to happen before you marry. And there are other moral considerations as well. We'll hear some of those thoughts in an NPR piece that we're going to play for you here in the first few minutes of Audio Open Lines, Issues, Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're coming to you live this Friday afternoon, March the 13th. Very simple little operation we do with you, our listeners. We're going to play a little bit from this National Public Radio piece on Southern Baptist leaders encouraging millennials to marry young. And then I want to hear from you, get your thoughts, your comments, and your answers to the question, what do you make of the moral arguments or the financial arguments for marrying young or for putting off marriage until late 20s, sometimes even into the 30s. Is it impractical today in Western civilization to say two kids right out of high school to marry? Is that simply impractical today? I want to hear from you, your honest opinions on that. Is waiting to marry problematic? In other words, and we'll hear this argument in the NPR piece, especially for young men saying, look, you need to wait until you're closer to 30. But in the in-between time, you need to be chaste and celibate. Is that an unreasonable? Is that a, well, putting temptation in the way of our young men and women? And what do you make of the fact that the marriage age in one generation has risen almost a decade? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet with your thoughts on young marriage. @IssuesETC, or go to our Facebook fan page. We have less space there for you and your thoughts on young marriage among the millennials. Facebook.com/IssuesETC, Facebook.com/IssuesETC. Here's the story from National Public Radio.
Leaders of the country's largest Protestant denomination have a message for millennials. Hurry up and get hitched. The Nashville-based Southern Baptist Convention and its nearly 16 million members continue to resist societal trends like gay marriage and cohabitation. They also want church members to marry younger. Blake Farmer of member station WPLN reports.
In 1972, Pam Bloom was pretty typical. She walked down the aisle to this wedding classic.
Will a man shall leave his mother and a woman leave her home?
And she was just a few years out of high school.
Looking back, I can see a 20-year-old, you're pretty naive, and you want the fairy tale and all that. But at the same time, you're not set in your ways.
Pam and Alan Bloom of Charlotte, North Carolina, had no jobs, no money, and today, four decades later, they have no regrets.
There's this thinking of you've got to have these things all lined up financially before you can get married, and then the next step before you can have children and before you can do this. But financial stability is not the main issue of life.
Bloom is a retired pastor who endorses this soft push to get Southern Baptists to marry younger. Andrew Walker is out front. He works for the denomination's public policy division. Married at 21, Walker says he's not suggesting a cutoff age to tie the knot, but he sees a sinful side to waiting. For one, it makes the church's expectation of virginity impractical, especially in Walker's view, for guys.
The reality is, starting at the age of 12, 13, boys and men growing up into maturity are hardwired for something that God gave us a desire for and an outlet for. And so to suppress that becomes more difficult the older you get.
We'll get back to the story from National Public Radio in just a minute. It's Audio Open Lines, Issues, Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. That means we're listening to this piece from National Public Radio, and I want your answers to some of the questions raised by it. What do you make about the argument for waiting for marriage? And that is simply, our young people aren't ready when they're right out of high school or when they are in the middle of college, or maybe right out of college, too. They're not ready to get married. They need to get all their ducks in a row. What do you make of that argument? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc, or go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Is it impractical, in other words? Or is, as we just heard from Andrew Walker, is it, in a moral sense, risky to have our children, to encourage our children to wait later to marry? That is to put temptation in their way. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc.
Men have been Walker's primary focus. He's hosted panel discussions talking about how online pornography may satisfy men's sexual desires, making them less motivated to marry. During a recent conference, though, a woman was the only unmarried person on stage.
As the single woman, which I'm not going to bring too much attention to, gentlemen.
Lindsay Swartz, who handles social media for the denomination, laughed it off in front of a crowd of pastors. She says she would love to get married and start a family, but the 30-something also sees drawbacks.
I don't necessarily think it's better to be single, but I do think we run the risk, including myself, of idolizing marriage and children.
She points out that key figures in the New Testament never married. Swartz also says it would be a shame if the marriage push also resulted in more divorces. While evangelical Christians oppose divorce in many cases, surveys find they break up at roughly the same rate as society.
We'll take another break here, and this break is a great time for you to give us a call. We're listening to a National Public Radio piece about Southern Baptist leaders encouraging millennials, the young generation, to marry young, not to wait, but to marry early and to simply jump into life that way. What do you make of it? Is it bad advice? Is it anachronistic? Is it impractical? How do you explain the fact that the average marriage age has risen 10% in just 10 years, in just one generation? Is waiting to marry presenting a temptation to our young people, sexual temptation that they simply don't need? You know, the apostles' solution to this, it's better to marry than to burn, is simply, you know, to not present yourself with temptation and to avoid fornication, premarital sex. Just get married. Go ahead. Do it. It's actually not a bad idea. 1-877-623-6943. 1-877-623-MY-IE. I want to hear from you and your reaction to this NPR piece. Talk back at issuesetc.org or our Twitter at issuesetc.
Yes, there is a Messiah in Seattle. Messiah Lutheran Church and Concordia Lutheran School have served North Seattle for over 60 years, and we invite you to join us on Sunday mornings at 8 and 10:45 with Bible study at 9:20. Messiah Seattle is proud to support Issues, Etc. To learn more, watch our adult information class videos online or on DVD. Our website is messiahseattle.org, 206-524-0024.
Those beautiful notes were just the beginning of We Praise You and Acknowledge You, O God, Concordia Publishing House's debut CD collection from Pastor Stephen Starkey, one of the most significant Lutheran hymn writers of our time. For a limited time, save 10% when you use promotional code URA. Simply visit cph.org today. Lutheran thought, Lutheran substance, Lutheran music, brought to you by Concordia Publishing House.
Listen to the best of the church's music for the season of Lent at LutheranPublicRadio.org. Sacred Music for the Season of Lent, LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Steadfast Lutherans, people who believe the law condemns everyone and should be preached to the fullest. People who believe the gospel is for everyone and should be preached to its sweetest. Traditional Lutheran doctrine and practice deliver every Sunday this law and gospel, that Christ was crucified for us sinners. To all who received him, who believed in his name, the Gospel of John says, he gave the right to become children of God. To see how Steadfast Lutherans preserves this good news for everyone, visit steadfastlutherans.org.
Essential exercise for the Christian mind. You're listening to Issues Etc.
South Africa.
China.
Germany.
Trinidad and Tobago.
Did you know that people listen to Issues Etc. around the world?
India.
Sweden.
Egypt.
France.
Turkey.
Japan.
Australia.
Canada.
United Kingdom.
Hong Kong.
Austria.
Finland.
Malaysia.
Singapore.
Bulgaria.
Korea.
Brazil.
You can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by making a secure online donation at issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois 62234. LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois 62234. Help us proclaim Christ to the world.
The Philippines.
Mexico.
Spain.
New Zealand.
Kuwait.
When you empower judges to engage in that kind of jurisprudence, you give up Republican government. You abandon democracy.
It's like hiding the penicillin for a child in applesauce. The hope is that if we can get you to come and learn about parenting, we're going to sneak in a couple little references to a form of the gospel.
These are the actions of a guy who's basically been handed a reprogrammed bully Terminator and is just rejoicing in being able to unleash it on the kind of people that he thinks are guilty of bullying him.
People either accept it and support the idea of dehydrating people to death, or they don't. And what we found out is that quite a few people in this country think it's perfectly acceptable to make somebody die slowly over 2 weeks because they have a serious brain injury.
In about an hour from now, we're going to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We'll play four soundbites for you, and then you listen, and then you give us a call, send us an email, you send us a tweet, or you go to our Facebook fan page, and you vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You pick one of those four for any reason you have, and your votes will decide which of those will be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. In the meantime, it's Audio Open Lines. We're listening to a National Public Radio story about Southern Baptist leaders encouraging millennials, the younger generation of young adults, to get married and get married young. Now, do you think it's a good idea to wait for marriage? Is it simply a practical reality of today's economy and society that our young people are not ready right out of high school, not ready in college, or maybe even right out of college? Is there a moral element that comes into play if we ask our young people to wait to get married for all those practical reasons that may outweigh the impracticality or the apparent impracticality of the thing? That is, we watch our kids cohabitate, have premarital sex, sleep around, all the things that go along with the sexual temptations when young people wait to get married. How do you think the marriage age, why do you think it got pushed higher and higher over the last generation? And here's one for you. How old were you when you got married? Why did you marry at the age you married? Mine was, we'd been engaged so long through most of college and the first year of seminary, I was ready to get married. I was 23 years old, and I was very ready to get married. I don't know if I was mentally, financially ready, but I was ready to be married. But if you married early, do you regret marrying earlier? You married late, do you regret that as well? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org, our Twitter address at issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page for your answers and your thoughts on young marriage. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's the rest of the National Public Radio story.
I don't think you can say people need to get married at a younger age today. I think it's much more complicated than that.
Cindy Novinska of Wisconsin happened to pass through a Baptist marriage convention in progress, so I stopped this bystander to get her thoughts. She and her husband Kenneth are Catholic. Both are divorced.
The lady I married was way too young.
One of his daughters also married right out of high school, only to split up. His son, on the other hand, waited until his late 30s.
They had jobs. They knew exactly they wanted to have children. You can just see their marriage is very strong.
Novinska believes it pays to wait. Even for Baptists, it's case by case.
We have a son who has not gotten married yet.
Here's Alan and Pam Bloom again.
Is that something you prod him to do, or is it...
No, I would not ever, you know.
The marry young mantra gets complicated as it hits closer to home, but generally Baptist leaders say marriage should be considered a foundation for adult life, and right now it's often seen as the high point. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.
Is that part of the problem, that we've changed our entire perspective on marriage? That is, it used to be viewed as part of the foundation of the rest of your life rather than the culmination. It used to be viewed as the foundation rather than the capstone. Is that part of the problem? Is that part of the reason why marriage gets pushed off farther and farther and farther? I want to hear from you. That's the National Public Radio story on Southern Baptist leaders encouraging young adults, the millennials, to marry young. Do you think it's a good idea or a bad idea? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. How old were you when you got married? Do you think you married too early or did you wait too long? Why did you marry at the age you married? Did you calculate it or did it simply happen? Was it simply time to get married? I'm thinking about my parents. They got married very shortly out of high school, right in college. That made them somewhere in the neighborhood of 18 and 19 years old. People would probably talk behind your back if you got married at 18 or 19 today. They'd think something was wrong, but they didn't used to. They used to think that was normal. How did that happen? 1-877-623-6943. It's Audio Open Lines live this Friday afternoon, March the 13th. 1-877-623-MYIE. Send us that email, talkback at issuesetc.org, that tweet at issuesetc, or leave your thoughts, your comments on millennials marrying young or doing the practical thing, as people think today, waiting until they're not millennials anymore, waiting until they're older. Facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's a tweet from Wittenberg Dorr. Early marriage is a great thing. Delayed adulthood has never led to anything but trouble in the past. You're never truly ready. Thank you very much. Well, it's quite true. Does it have something to do with delayed adulthood? Extended adolescence? What do you think? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Emily says, I think it's a great idea, that is, young marriage. By marrying young, you avoid America's hookup culture and cohabitation, and with it, artificial contraceptives and abortion. You provide the possibility of larger families and fewer problems with infertility. More children would benefit from a grandparent's influence as long as a couple has the same core values. Any other differences of opinion can be worked out. Emily, thank you very much. So there are two in favor of young marriage, giving their reasons for it. Actually, Emily has a whole list of reasons there. I hadn't even thought of, and that is living to see your grandchildren, maybe even your great-grandchildren. If you marry at 40, you're not going to do it. You won't live to see your great-grandchildren, maybe even your grandchildren. Have you ever thought about that? 1-877-623-6943. Why did you marry when you married? Early or late? And do you regret it was too early or too late? Let's see what Jan has to say. She listens in St. Louis. Hi, Jan.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well.
Well, I'll be honest. I'm one that was married twice. First time, I was too young. The second time, it's been heaven. I think... looking back, a lot of it, I'm not going to say it's my parents' fault, but I don't think there was enough from my parents preparing me One, I think when you come out of high school, I'm never going to say what my mom does. I'm never going to do what my dad does, or I'm going to do it this way. You get out on your own, you start finding out. Some things were good, some things you can do better. And like with my parents, they never discussed money or budgeting or bills or, you know, a lot of times they even would not have discussions in front of the kids. They did a poor job of preparing me and my brothers and sisters for the world. It was save your money, but they never showed you how. So I think in that respect, getting married later, when you find your own way and the path that you're going to go on is better. If parents would actually be a little more honest with their kid and have discussion, I'm not down drag outs, but to sit down and discuss issues with their spouse, with the kids around, and show them.
Jan, thank you very much, and thanks for listening there in St. Louis. Let's talk with Lael, who's waiting on the line. Thanks for being patient, Lael.
Hi, Todd. I think it's a twofold thing, and the gentleman before me had some good points. I think what's important is that parents prepare their children for life. And I think if they are able to teach them about what marriage is and how important it is and the value of these deep relationships that would be for their lifetime, I think it's critical for parents to do that. I don't think it's an age-related thing. I think as long as these children are committed to one another and can go through the bumps of life, whether it's short of money or, you know, they learn to communicate, I don't think it's an age-related issue. I think it's more of what their parents has prepared them for before they marry. And I think marriage is such a beautiful thing. I, unfortunately, was divorced twice, so it's, here I am in my 60s, and I kind of wish I could do it all over again from what I've learned.
Lael, thank you very much. Let's see what Mary in Kirkwood, Missouri has to say before we take our break. Hi, Mary.
I, like you, got married at 23. I think I had a marriage of 60 years, and it would still be going except death cut it short. I think the important thing is that we need to explain to young people what marriage is, and that it's something that lasts until you die. And a lot of people young people don't think of that. But I believe if you both love the Lord, you would never have divorce as an option. Whether you marry young or late. But thank you so much for your program.
Mary, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Missouri. What about the rest of you? Do you think it's a good idea for the Southern Baptist leaders to be encouraging young adults, the millennials, to marry early just to get married already? 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org.
I love you. You love me. People do. Why don't we marry young?
Did you know that Luther Academy has been providing continuing education for confessional Lutheran pastors and laypeople worldwide for more than 20 years? Luther Academy publishes Logia, the Confessional Lutheran Dogmatics series, and Luther Digest. Find out more about Luther Academy and sign up to receive their free email newsletter at lutheracademy.com, lutheracademy.com, and like them on Facebook, facebook.com/Luther Academy.
If any former evangelicals are hearing me speak right now, I want to assure you, you don't have to be a homeless Christian. If you would go to issuesetc.org, look on their website, you'll find a list of churches. Find one close to you and attend that church. There, you can receive the true gospel. You don't have to be a homeless Christian, and they will not call you a backslider.
To find a church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
Streaming 24/7 sacred music and talk stations from a 500-square-foot office in Collinsville, Illinois, you're listening to Issues Etc.
we Lutherans were never aided by following along with some other tradition's theological priorities and catchphrases.
Issues Etc. regular guest, Pastor Heath Curtis, coordinator for stewardship for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod on a Lutheran approach to stewardship.
Other folks are not approaching it from our good, solid Lutheran understanding of law and gospel and vocation. There's a place to talk about this in Christianity, and we have a way of talking about stewardship as Lutherans without ever using the word stewardship, if you like. I'm going to talk to you today about your vocation in your home, in your church, in your society, and how each one of these makes a claim on you, on your presence, on your support, on your prayers. That's how we should talk about this as Lutherans.
You'll find several stewardship resources at lcms.org/stewardship. lcms.org/stewardship. Welcome back to Issues Etc. We're doing little audio open lines here for the remainder of this first hour of Issues Etc. The question is, young married Southern Baptist leaders are doing what the press is calling a soft push to the millennial generation, young adults saying, you ought to get married, go ahead and do it, be countercultural, and there's really nothing standing in your way. Now, that bucks conventional wisdom. Is it a good idea? 1-877-623-6943. Let's see what J.C. has to say. Listens in St. Charles, Missouri. Hi, J.C.
Hi, actually, it's J.T., but I am an ordained minister and I've been a marriage counselor for the past 20 years. So this is a really, really interesting topic that you're on today.
What do you think?
Well, again, one of the ladies who you previously called was, I think, hit it right on the nose. And it's the preparation for the children by the parents in what marriage is. And of course, the whole society has lost the whole foundation of what marriage really is. They see it as a cohabitat versus as the groundwork for the rest of your entire life.
JT, do
and
you...
counseling with many, many couples on their way to divorce, separation, et cetera. You just see that they have a lost connection with the viewpoint of marriage is, and that is between a man and a woman, connecting themselves not only before God, but to continue to add future generations in a good moral, ethical value of life versus me, myself, and I type of cohabitat thinking. And I guess it really does definitely depends upon the individual.
JT, thank you very much for the call. Let's see what Cheryl has to say. Cheryl's listening in Indianapolis.
Hi. This conversation reminded me of a family history example that I have where my dad, at age 37 in 1948, married my mom, who was 30 years old. And the reason he waited is because he hadn't met my mom until then. And he was in the teaching ministry in the Lutheran Church, so he had very little income. And I think when you get married, you're responsible for more than just your spouse. You're responsible for the children of the marriage.
Cheryl, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Indianapolis. Here's what Mary has to say. Out of my four daughters, two of them have married right out of high school and are still both married, one 20 years and the other one 10. The other two delayed and played. One finished college and married at 25, and the other married twice at 21 and again at 28. The early marriages are intact. The others divorced and pursuing what they want to do. So I'm not sure what to say about that. I will say that the younger marrieds were forced to grow up and have been successful in their relationship and their values. The older ones are still finding themselves. Talking about that delayed adolescence, yes, I can say the young marriage does force people to grow up if they're willing to do so. Let's see, Carrie in Minnesota, the only reason people are waiting almost a decade later to get married now is because living together before marriage and sex before marriage has become acceptable in society. Christian young people should still try to get married younger if they meet the person they'd like to marry to avoid being influenced by our secular society. It's hard for them to be different in the rest of the world, but they really should try to be. Thank you very much, Carrie. Katie listens in East Point, Georgia. I think that delayed marriage is for many people both a way to prolong adolescence and a way to engage in extramarital sex. Young adults are adults and should embrace marriage as part of adult life. That's a very good point there. Ken in Florida says, I think our self-focused culture encourages people to marry late. Having grown up in the baby boomer generation, where we were told to do our own thing, if it feels good, do it. I focused only on myself during college and after graduation. I refused to consider early marriage. That selfish ambition not only ruled out early marriage, but also serving our country in the military and even serving the church. I would encourage younger Christians to count themselves others more significant than themselves and consider early marriage. Thank you very much. Karen says, my husband and I met after I graduated from college and was at a school I was called to. We were married when we were in our mid-20s. If we had met earlier, that would have been great. But this was God's plan that worked for both of us. We have three boys with good, productive lives and are thankful for all that God has blessed us with. None of our sons are married yet. The youngest is 23 and the oldest will be 29. They haven't met the right person yet. A tweet from Jordan. Marriage is great. God grants many blessings, including children, through marriage and gives us an outlet to avoid sin. Jordan, thank you very much. I think we ought to consider what it would say to the world, the unbelieving world, to the culture, if Christians actually bucked the trend, questioned the conventional wisdom, and said, you know, marriage is such a good thing, such a great gift from God, not necessarily intended for all, but it for generally, is such a good gift that we want to avail ourselves of it at the earliest possible convenience. Stop looking for Mr. and Mrs. Right and find the one that may be right under your nose. And to say, you know what this does? It gives us a long life together. It gives us an opportunity to have a nice family, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, maybe even live to see them, live to do something like sit down and read the catechism or the Bible with those great-grandchildren, and they will remember that from the hands of their elders. It may make our churches a little fuller. It certainly would require, if parents give the right kind of guidance and support, our young people to stop extending their adolescence into their late 20s, 30s, and 40s and become adults. So that would probably help society too, don't you think, to have more grown-ups in society and less children walking around in adult bodies? All in all, I am in favor of early marriage. It held me in good stead. Look, if I could have gotten married earlier, I would have. And I don't know, I don't regret the age that I got married at, but all those people who've lived that long life trying to tell their kids, no, you need to wait. Ask yourself this question. When did you get married? I remember when I called my parents to tell them I was going to get married, and my mom said, you're too young. And my dad said to her, Carolyn, we were 18 and 19. And of course, I was about 23, so it wasn't too early. The Issues, Etc. Book of the Month is a great giant poster hearkening back to Luther's practice of putting the small catechism in poster form. It comes from Concordia Publishing House. It's a great visual reference, real visual reference for teaching your children and your grandchildren, and if you live to see them, your great-grandchildren as well. Find out more about the giant poster of Luther's small catechism from Concordia Publishing House at our website, issuesetc.org, or call them and order one or more for your family, 1-800-325-3040. When we come back, it's This Week in Pop American Christianity with Chris Roseborough. Then we'll play Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues, Etc. Issues, Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues, Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues, Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
In a world awash with all sorts of information, opinions, and ideas, there is still a place where God's Word is the central and only focus. Messiah Lutheran Church, 801 North Madison, Lebanon, Illinois. At 9 o'clock on Sunday mornings, God's people gather there to listen to Him. There you will find His words of law and gospel, and of course, our Lord's Holy Supper. Bible classes focus on the Bible and the Lutheran confessions. Come, listen, believe, and live, and check out our website at messiahlebanon.org.